my time so far as an Orange Hill counselor, I feel that this council itself, we've accomplished many things. Of course, one of the biggest issues that we accomplished was the OPS to OPP transition, which I think has been a great, great decision that we made. So safety of our community is obviously a very big priority. We've also made the sale of the rail for trail. We banked a substantial amount of money, which probably over $30 million in reserves, which I look forward to the community giving us some input as to how they'd like to see us use some of that reserve money. We also did a multi-million dollar refurbishment of the Every Kids Park. We've done some other park playground structures as well. It was very well received and enjoyable by all. We recently approved the relocation of Transit Hub at the Edelbrock Center, and we'll be providing a fourth route for our transit. That should be happening within the fall. As you probably see, if you're driving through town, we've got a multi-million dollar Broadway sidewalk reconstruction. This was very critical because the infrastructure was really in a critical state where there was a lot of trip and fall. So this is something that's badly needed, and it will make and beautify our downtown once it's all done. And I think the biggest thing that I feel as an accomplishment for this team, other than working together in a professional and respectful manner, which has been absolutely phenomenal with this council, we've been able to accomplish tax increases that have been well below COLA. For 3 years, they went under 1%, and the highest was 1.5%, with 0.5 going into reserve. So that, to me, was one of the important things that I campaigned on keeping tax increases low, and I feel very proud that we've accomplished that.
For more on you, why is it that you're seeking re-election? Why does it mean so much to you? And what can our community look forward to if you're re-elected?
Well, first of all, I have had the privilege of living in Orangeville for over 43 years, and I've raised 3 adult children and, of course, 5 grandchildren in this community. So obviously, I'm very committed to Orangeville and our life here. So I would definitely be wanting to continue to promote Orangeville as a great place to live, work, and play. And as far as what the community can expect from me, I'm going to continue to make decisions that I feel are in the best interest of the community. I'll work with my fellow counselors as a team in a professional and respectful manner. And of course, again, as part of my campaign, I will continue to maintain fiscal responsibility, trying to keep taxes low without cutting services. In actual fact, I just want to continue to advocate for the community, support diversity, equity, and inclusion to all. We've made many accomplishments during this term of council, but there's still more that I would be honored to do. And if the people would allow me to serve on council for the upcoming term of 2022 to 2026, I'd be forever grateful.